Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. Herb Greenberg is with us, folks. Herb is one of the world's experts on helping companies get the most out of their people. His management consulting firm is called Caliper. They're celebrating their 50th anniversary. I think Herb was probably a child prodigy. I think he founded it when he was only 8 or 9. He is the author of Succeed on Your Own Terms, also How to Hire and Develop Your Next Top Performer. He's a former radio host, too, by the way. That endears him to us, and he's our new friend, Herb Greenberg. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here, Herb.
Good to be here.
Talk to us about what you call mismanagement. Misemployment. You have a term called misemployment, and you think that's a real problem in the marketplace today. What's it all about?
Well, you know, we've all often said, and even today, that misemployment is more of a problem than unemployment. I mean, unemployment is horrible. It involves 10% of the population, and it's awful, so don't misunderstand me. But between 70 and 80% of people currently working are what we call misemployed. With that, and there really is an optimistic side to this. What that means is it doesn't mean they're failures, it doesn't mean they're losers, it doesn't mean they should be fired immediately. What it means, though, is that maybe 70, 75% of people could be doing something different that plays more to who they are.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, salespeople who are kind of stumbling along, not selling successfully, and we've done hundreds of studies like this, could be doing other work for their company, not even for different companies, for their company, very, very successfully. Other people...
So these people were obviously hired to do something that they were just not suited for. Their personality, whatever reason, they're a square peg in a round hole.
That's right. In other words, first of all, people apply to jobs for the wrong reasons. Very often...
Because they just need a job.
They need a paycheck. Right,
right.
And the other side of that coin is that people think they can do things that they can't do. For example, or that they really don't want to do. Dad is an accountant. I want to be an accountant.
Right.
Mom is a lawyer. I want to be a lawyer. That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And... as I say, we did studies even of postmen, of people in completely, you know, unrelated jobs that shows that at least 25% of them could be top-notch salespeople. I can go on and on.
Well, see, this is why we talk about on the show a lot about making sure that if you've got somebody who's underperforming, you know, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Redeem these people. It might be your fault. It might not be their fault. It might be that you put them in a job that they're not suited for. But if this is a great employee, a dedicated person, someone who loves your company, and you guys get along okay, try to find what they're good at. And if there's a way to put them there, you know, put both of you out of your misery and get them in the right job.
You must have read all of our books.
Every one of them, word for word.
That's exactly what we're saying. In fact, we talk about there's a chapter in our book called How to Hire and Develop Your Next Top Performer. There's a chapter called Non-Traditional Sources of Employees.
Right.
And one of the non-traditional sources of looking for people is in your own company. I mean, that's exactly
right.
The point. That person who's stumbling... maybe who gets to work on time, who does a lot of good things on time, but just isn't cutting it. Maybe, you know, he or she knows your company, you know them, they're fine. Maybe they could be doing something different, or maybe even working under a different manager, or, you know, maybe even tinkering with the requirements of the job. But maybe it's that job fit that's wrong, and not, you know, a bad guy or gal.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, that's one of the things that I've seen many times before where there was a person that just sort of languished in a job. They were just sort of not unhappy, not happy, just kind of existing in the job. Maybe they were kind of getting the job. Maybe they were doing a good enough job they didn't need to get fired. But then all of a sudden, for whatever reason, they move over and take another job, and it's like you created a monster. I mean, they just came alive with performance, and everything changed for them, for the company, for the relationship.
We have people at Caliper, and I'm not going to name names, but people who are vice presidents who started as drivers, people who are in top researchers who started in quality control. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can go on and on. We probably have at least 8 or 10 people out of our 100 or 100 and some odd employees locally,
yeah,
that started in completely different positions, and we discovered, and in fact, one of them was about to be was fired, and he wouldn't let himself be fired. He said, "No, I'll take a cut in pay. I love this company, and right now he's one of our top people.
I mean,
literally one of our top
people." Well, see, that's and this is, I like that you're saying this, Herb, because, you know, one of the things that we do here in America is we redeem people, don't we? I mean, that's the beauty, I think. I mean, if you're going to be, if you're going to be a 21st century manager, anybody can fire somebody. And some people have to be fired. Some people just have to go seek their opportunities elsewhere. But I'm the kind of person that tries to redeem people. And I don't presume that if there's something wrong, the first thing I presume is that it's their fault. What do you think, Herb?
That's exactly right. I think the other side of that coin, though, that I should mention, is that our studies have shown that managers pay a huge amount of attention to bottom people and not enough attention to top people.
Really?
So, in other words, there's a Southern expression, trying to make your silk purse out of a sow's ear.
Yeah.
And you can't do it. So the thing that companies are beginning more and more to do is to do an audit of their people. In other words, they'll do an audit of their money, they'll do an audit of their market. But what about looking at your people and saying, okay, let's start with a zero-sum game here. Let's start with a clean slate. If these were people that we were looking to hire right now, never mind what they've done, never mind any of that, let's look at who they are.
Right.
And let's look at the job that they best fit and mm-hmm. have the courage to move, honest to God, particularly with auto dealers, insurance
right.
agencies, we have, in some situations, moved 35-40% of the people to different jobs.
Wow.
Musical chairs.
Herb, you know how this works. I got to take a quick break. It's 20 after. Herb Greenberg, folks, Dr. Herb Greenberg, the founder of Caliper, is our guest. They're celebrating their 50th anniversary. How about that? Congratulations, Herb. Happy anniversary. Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.